A hero, a local hero here.
A local hero.
Yes, because what you guys do, all of our first responders, we love our first responders, which is why our truck responder one is dedicated to you, and especially the volunteers. I don't know if you know this, but 80% of Wisconsin is covered by rural volunteer fire departments, and Marshall has a fantastic one. We're joined by Chief Pierce right now. How you doing, Chief?
Good. How you doing?
We're wonderful.
How many years have you been the chief of Marshall's fire department?
13 years.
And out of those 13 years, I know this is a tough question. 13 years is a lot to think about, but give us a highlight from those years as being the fire chief.
I really don't consider myself any different than our firefighters. So I think just the ability to work with volunteers on a pretty much daily basis and getting to know people that typically I wouldn't know by them volunteering is probably the highlight.
That's excellent.
So what made you want to be a firefighter? Are you from a family of firefighters, or are you like, hey, the hat looks pretty cool, and I look good in that jacket?
My dad was a firefighter for 18 years on Marshall. We were not in the fire department at the same time. But I think just that upbringing and that background has brought me to this point.
Because the fire runs in his blood.
It is National Fire Prevention Week, and before we get to Jackson's most important question of the day, we have a pancake breakfast to talk about, and these are so important to the fire department. Why is this money raised so important to you guys?
We benefit our community by the funds we raise through just sponsoring Little League, other community events, just stuff like that. We purchase equipment that is not necessarily in the municipal budgets. Never know what's going to come up that we need to purchase that we don't always have the money for.
So everybody needs to join us for this pancake breakfast. When and where is it happening, Chief?
It's this Sunday, October 13th at our fire station from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Be great to see a lot of people. This is one of our best fundraisers of the year.
All right, and anything else? So before we get to anything else we've got going on, I hope I don't get in trouble asking you this, but if I was to say I challenge you, would you know what I'm talking about?
In the firefighter challenge?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do.
Now, do you have a coin with you?
I do not have.
Oh, drinks for on the chief today. We just learned about this about a month or so ago through Oregon. We were out there, and they told us kind of what the off-the-air tradition is. You know, everyone has to buy a round of milk.
Beautiful challenge coins, which gets handed as a token of appreciation.
And for some reason, they gave us one. I don't know why.
We've been wanting to challenge you, and it worked.
We had to because Monona got us last week. They challenged us. We didn't have ours with us, and they got us. We had to see if we could get you. No coin. That's all right. Yeah. Hey, you know what he's doing? He's doing plenty fine taking care of his community as a volunteer. We really appreciate that. We appreciate you taking some time because we know this is not your full-time gig. You actually have a job that you have to get to. And we really, really 100% from the bottom of our hearts appreciate what you do. And I know the community of Marshall does that as well.
Thanks.
And show up tomorrow on Sunday for the Marshall Fire Department Pancake Breakfast and represent Marshall. Thank you so much, Chief, for joining us. And to all of our local heroes, come on out to the Barrel Inn. Again, breakfast is only $3 now till 9 o'clock with today's Q106.